Hello, folks. Off Grid Gary. And today, we're going to talk about Sign of the Times. Today is Sunday. Friday was Christmas. Today is Sunday morning. And it's about 9:30. And today I'm actually baking bread. I'm making homemade artisan bread. I changed the recipe up a little bit, and I put some real ground bacon in the loaves of bread, and they also have, when I pull them out of the oven, I dump melted butter over the top of them and put our Italian seasoning and garlic on them. And I have found when I cut these thin and smear a thin layer of butter on them and put them in my toaster oven, which is my wood stove, I can put my smoked cheddar cheese on them. And I have found out that is the best thing for some kind of snack or meal if you're wanting it. So this morning I decided to make three loaves. That's what I did. And I'm in the middle of, I pulled my second loaf out and I got my third loaf in and decided I better do my podcast before I take the second loaf out because it's just been kind of a hectic week. Well, and today we're going to start it off of what's going on. And really what's going on, well, we'll start off with Friday, Christmas morning. We wake up, the kids open their presents, everybody's having fun. You know, we kept it small this year. Believe it or not, it's not because of the coronavirus. We just didn't feel like going anywhere. We wanted to stay on the homestead, celebrate Christmas here at the house. Just have an easy day. Just to be fair enough, just an easy day. I get a text message from a fellow homesteader telling me that there has been a bombing in Tennessee. Motorhome packed with explosives goes off somewhere in Tennessee. Wiped out, blocked. You know, where I live at, there's no news. Nobody responded to none of it on the news. It was the following day before we seen it on the news. Any other time, it had made world news as soon as it happened. What is going on? Why is it that we're not being notified when tragedy happens on this large of a scale? I have a problem with this. You know, I keep seeing on YouTube and these other places that we're surrounded by warships saying we're fixing to go to war. Well, I don't know if it's true or false because the news doesn't report it. I'm only seeing it from some of these homesteading sites on YouTube. So, with that being said, people think about what's going on. You know, they haven't even done this reset that they're talking about doing. Are they going to do this reset when we're in the middle of some type of war? Or are they going to do this reset later? Are they going to do it? But either way, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not predicting the future. But here's my thing, people. Prepare, prepare, prepare. And the reason why I say prepare, prepare, prepare is because when the bottom falls out, do you want to be left hanging? I don't want to be left hanging. So with that being said, anytime you have a little extra money or when you go shopping every week or every 2 weeks, spend an extra $20, $10 to $20, and buy a non-perishable food item, and you'd be surprised if you do this over the next few months, you'll have quite a bit of little extra food on hand. If you know how to bake bread, you know, you can save money by baking your own breads where you're not spending at the store. You know, we buy a lot of flour, you know, because you can make gravy, you can make bread, you can make pizza crust. There's a lot of stuff you can make with bread. If you have beans or rice in your pantry, you know, I'm not saying buy a crap load of beans and rice because nobody wants to eat beans and rice forever. But you can have so many beans and so much rice. There's lots of rice dishes that are really good. There's lots of bean dishes that are really good, especially if you have access to pork. You know, we kill our own pork. So with that being said, anything you can put back for a rainy day, bad situation, whether it's a hurricane, tornado, whatever the scenario may be, if you get to where you can't buy any food, let's just be honest. They're saying this coronavirus is spreading rampantly. Whether it is or not, I'm not going to get in that debate. I frankly don't think it's near as bad as they say it is. But you know what? I'm not here to judge it. But I'll tell you one darn thing. I am preparing for it. And when I say I am preparing for it, for one, they're not, nobody man enough to make me take the vaccination. Nobody's going to push it upon me. Nobody's going to tell me to take it. Because when they push, I'll push back. That's just an unknown. I don't care if they like it or not. But I'll tell you one thing. If they close everything down and say, guess what? You're not going to get groceries. You're not going to do this. I'll still eat. You know. That's why I'm telling people, prepare. Prepare, prepare, prepare. You know, some people have been preparing for years. Some people are just starting. But it doesn't matter. Get started now. $10 to $20 extra a week or every 2 weeks. Buy some non-perishable food items like canned goods, peanut butter, rice, beans, flour. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can buy. Bacon bits, they're in a sealed bag. You know, there's a lot of food that you can buy. You know, green beans, canned green beans. You know, canned corn. You know, if you have some of these in your pantry. And here's the thing, if you're one person, you're not buying near as much as you are if you're a family of six or a family of eight or a family of ten. The bigger your family, the more preps you'll need in mind. With that being said, we have a bigger family, so we've been prepping. And it really ain't prepping for us. For us, it's about survival. I mean, you know, we're looking into making sure we have enough food to feed our children. I don't want my children to go hungry. I don't want to see myself go hungry or my wife. But my kids, I don't want to see them go hungry. So I always want to make sure my kids are well fed. And that I have food in my house to help them make sure they can eat. You know, we hunt wild hogs, we fish, you know, we do whatever we can do to put food on the table. That's not going to the store. Yes, we do go to the store. But we also spend X amount every time we go to the grocery store for non-perishable food items, you know. I always tell people, prepare like you're going to be in a hurricane. Have a few extra batteries or flashlights that are rechargeable. You know, I think it's very important to buy a life straw and keep it in your bug out bag, your camp box, whatever. You know, I'll be honest, I don't have a lot of life straws. I have a few. But I have a nice Berkey water filtration system that I made. So I can do 5 gallons of water at a time. You know, it's not that I'm trying to be 100% sustainable. It's not that. I would love to be, but it's not that. My thing is, with our troubling times that's coming ahead, you see what's getting said. You see what's not getting said. And you're going, gee, what's fixing to happen? Do I really want to go through this? We have no choice. We can't say yes or no. It's going to happen whether we're here or not. But if we're going to be here and we see it coming, prepare for it. You know, I really am a strong pusher when I tell you, you want to get some supplies built ahead. You know, I've went as far as, you know, part of my preps, I've got carb cleaner, I got penetrating oil, I got brake fluid, and the reason why, because I need to keep my vehicle going if something happens. If you can't buy it anymore, you still have to have supplies for your vehicle. You know, I fill up my gas tank every week, even if I don't drive. I live out in the woods, so to be fair, if I go through a quarter tank a week on my truck every week, I'm good. So if I fill up with gas every week, that quarter tank and recharge it, if something does happen, I still have a full tank of gas. I can drive quite a while on that full tank of gas. But as long as I can keep my tires fixed, a plug-in kit would come in handy. You know, if you have an off-grid system, I have an air compressor, so I can plug in and still fix my tires with my manual tire machine. I have an alignment system. It runs on solar as well. So I can keep my vehicles up. You know, as long as I have X amount of shop supplies in my cabinet for me and my wife's vehicle, I can keep them going. Because, think of it this way. Let's just say everything shuts down. You know, some of the stores are closed, some of the stores aren't. And there's a slight food shortage. Not a big food shortage, but just a slight food shortage. It will make it very hard to go from point A to point B when money is very tight at that point. Because if everything's pretty much closed, people's jobs aren't going to be there, you know. Wouldn't you love to know that you have X amount of food put back that you've been doing for the past 3-4 months? You know, it could save your life. You know, if you have battery-powered flashlights, power goes out. Yeah, you know, you've got the non-perishable food items. Now you have a flashlight, you know. Take it one step further. If you know what a 12-volt car inverter is, buy you something that's 1,000 watts. It don't have to be real big. But here's what you can do with that 1,000-watt inverter. Let's say you get a 1,000-watt Schumacher inverter. I'm not talking the cheap inverters. I'm talking something that's not pure sine wave, but it's, if you can afford a pure sine wave, you're money ahead. But if you can't, get a modified sine wave that's a decent quality. Schumacher makes some really good, cheaper inverters. A 1,000-watt inverter plugged into your car, hooked to your battery, be surprised. You could start that up, turn it on. If you have a couple of batteries, you can hook jumper cables to those couple of batteries and hook them to your vehicle and start your vehicle and charge your batteries up. Those two batteries should, if you have two decent batteries, should run your refrigerator overnight. You think, well, that's good, but how am I going to charge it? Well, I just told you, you're going to put a set of jumper cables on those two batteries, hook it to your car, start your car up, let it run for 30, 40 minutes. While it's running, you can still leave the inverter on, leave your refrigerator running. When your batteries charge up, shut it off, and you're good. So that leaves you running basically an hour a day. Your vehicle's running an hour a day, and you're still keeping your refrigerator going with no solar, whatever, just whatever gas you have in your vehicle. It works. You can pull yourself out of a major bind. And if you have a small, like a little apartment size refrigerator, because it's only one person, you know, you could take some of those supplies out that are non-perishable, put them on a cooler with ice for X amount of days and hope it comes back on. And then, or make ice in your little freezer, put in the cooler. You got the inverter for the net. One nice thing about that 1,000-watt inverter, it'll run your light. It'll run a few lights, like lamps. It will run a small LED TV set with no problems, and your refrigerator. You know, the less you use, the longer it'll work. That's one way to prepare for a power outage without spending humongous money. You have a couple of, really, if you have 100 amp hour AGM battery, you can put that thing in your house. They sell a charger on eBay you can buy for $20. You can plug that thing into the wall, and it'll maintain itself on and off. Power goes out, turn your inverter on, plug your refrigerator in. But either way, you can still charge that with your car, but you gotta be a little more careful with it, with AGM. But it works. As long as you know how to charge that battery, guess what? You're ahead of the game when they pull the plug on you. We've done covered non-perishable food items like peanut butter, beans, rice, mashed potatoes that are instant, you know, instant milk. We've covered the instant food, non-perishable foods. We've covered the, oh crap, I have no power. It's a good thing I bought an extra 12-volt battery that I could put this little inverter on that I can charge up with my car and keep my refrigerator going. You know, that keeps your food from rotting that's in the freezer. You know, if your cook stove doesn't work and you live in the country, you can have a fire pit or a barbecue pit and cook your food. You know, if you're in a city, you can still use your barbecue pit. You know, always, number three, always, always blend in. Don't look like the odd man out when you're walking down the sidewalk. If you're going to be a prepper and start preparing for things that haven't happened yet, just because you don't like what you see on the news, that also means you want to kind of go incognito mode. You know, you don't want to stick out like a sore thumb, so you're not going to go to Walmart and buy 1,000 rolls of toilet paper at one time. You know, you're going to go in there and buy a single 4-pack every time you go in there, you know, or buy you a, let's say, 8 or 10 cans of tomato paste to put in your pantry for your non-perishable food items, for anything, goulash, pizza, this kind of thing. You want to blend in. Stock your supplies up, but you want to blend in. You don't want to look like the obvious, like you're going to, if you're not standing out, you're not going to get caught, basically. So that's where we're talking about, blending in, making it look right. I'm going to have to pause for a minute, and we'll be back.